What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's super quick video is titled Please Report All Spammers. As you guys know, we had a lot of spammers on MGTOW TV doing the usual, I made $1 million working a half an hour at this job. Just give me your phone number and email. I'm gonna finally get around to getting rid of the spammers. I know a lot of you guys been reporting them. If you guys can report the spammers either to my DM or report them in the comment section here, I'm gonna get rid of them. Now, when you report the spammer, report their username and also report the message that they are spamming. And the reason why is that when I delete an account on MGTOW TV, it deletes the username and the comments, but the comments, to make sure I got the right comments, it has to do a search match. Like, for example, if a spammer says, "Hey guys, I'm working at company ABC123 and I make $1,000 a month," then I can use that snippet and I can find, through a software code, obviously, all the messages that contain those words, which obviously is a spam message. So a lot of these spammers, what they do is that they just paste shit all over the internet, not just MGTOW TV. They're really not all that bright. They're really not all that innovative. They just paste, and that's it. Well, I can use the power of coding to simply copy a little bit of that, of the words they use, and search all the comments that contain those words and mass delete those comments. So you guys out there watching this video, today is my day off. I'm going to be taking a couple hours. I'm going to be doing the food truck later on tonight. By the way, guys, big chance this weekend, this Saturday, TFM is going to mention the Fundocrat for my restaurant in Colombia. Thanks to you guys, we got everything we need. It's just that with this big war probably going to happen sooner than I thought. And I thought this war was going to happen in July, but it's happening sooner. I'd honestly like to get the fuck out of America. So right now, guys, Fundocrat is still up and running, by the way. You can donate to Fundocrat right now. You don't have to wait until Saturday. But if you all want to mass donate on Saturday, that's totally fine. We got the money for everything, guys. We got the rent. We got the employees. We got the marketing material. The only thing that's missing right now, guys, is to actually do advertisement. I gotta hire influencers. They're only like $200 to get influencers out there and do a video. But I gotta do business cards. I gotta do a lot of advertisement. Like the marketing stuff, like the signs, shit like that. Thanks to you guys, we got. But I gotta do a lot of advertisement for the restaurant. Right now, guys, the restaurant is making on average about, I would say the restaurant is making on average about $70 a day, which is enough to pay for the employees, the food, and to a certain degree, the rent. The rent is only like $600. But here's the thing, guys. What happens if this war gets real and Trump is going to institute a draft? I would like to go live in Colombia if that happens. So if I decide to go live in, like right now, this minute, guys, if I decide to go live in Colombia, the restaurant would not afford me to be living in Colombia at the same time working at the restaurant, simply because it's not making that much money. Like I said, I'm still paying a little bit of the rent. I'm definitely paying for advertisement shit. I'm saving up for that. So I'm working on the food truck like every day. Today, during the day, I'm not working on the food truck, but at night, I'll work on the food truck. In fact, I'm going to Sam's right now to get some meat, some halal meat like chicken and fucking lamb, and then I'll work on the truck a little bit, getting the stuff ready for tonight. But yeah, guys, like honestly, this big war is probably gonna happen. It's already happening. I just don't know how big and how bad. It's gonna be big and bad. I just don't know how soon. All I want to say, guys, is that by the end of this month, if I have to escape to Colombia, I want to be able to live in Colombia. I can get an Airbnb for $500 a month in Colombia, and I can eat at the restaurant. So honestly, I can live off $500-$600 a month in Colombia. It's just that I need to make sure that my restaurant is making that type of money before I decide to say, fuck it, I'm gone. So again, guys, if you guys can help out with a Fundocrat, another $1,000 will help with getting TVs and ads for the TV and business cards and shit like that, and also help with getting influencers. I'm like $1,000 away from advertisement shit, like us getting what we need, the computer, the marketing sign, the stuff that's required by the government and the administration. Thanks to you guys, we already have that. Now the final phase is advertisement. That way, hopefully, we double or triple our... if my restaurant, guys, is making over 500 pesos or over $125 a day, I can live in Colombia. I can live in Colombia, guys, and not have to worry about not making rent and shit like that. So like I said, guys, if any of you guys want to donate on Fundocrat, you can do that. If you want to donate with Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, shit like that, you can do that as well. Like I said, if you guys want to mass donate with TFM and see the counter and see the counter go up on Saturday, you're more than welcome to do that. And another thing to keep in mind, guys, is that at this point, guys, with employees in Colombia, getting my life down to a point where things are kind of relaxed, I can actually focus more on MGTOW TV. I'm thinking of bringing back MGTOW Cafe, but I'm going to go under a different name, which is Men's Business, because MGTOW is not going to work on the internet because it's banned by Google. So I might bring back the forums, Men's Business. A lot of people out there been asking for a Reddit-like forum, which Men's Business, a.k.a. MGTOW Cafe, kind of was. It's just that I don't have the time for it, you know. So if we are able to get the restaurant in Colombia up and running, making over $100 a day, then I can actually sit my ass down and focus more on MGTOW TV. So again, guys, Fundocrat is still up and running. It's still about $1,400-$1,500 away from the target, but $1,000 will do fine for us. And if you guys want to donate on Saturday when TFM is chilling, Fundocrat, you're more than welcome to do that. But yeah, guys, getting back to the point of this video, in the comment section, please report the spammers. I want their username and I want the text that they spam, because again, I'm gonna delete their username and then I'm going to do a search for the text that they write, and I'm gonna delete all the comments that match their text that they use in the comment section. What time is it right now? Where's the clock in this motherfucking car? Where's the damn clock? Fuck it. I don't know what time it is. Anyway, guys, I'll probably be on the computer 2 hours from now. So I'll talk to you soon. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. There's a clock on my phone. It's 1 o'clock right now. By 3, maybe 4 o'clock, like within 3 hours, I'll be on the computer. So if you guys can start reporting those spammers and giving me their comments, I would say between 4 to 6 Florida time, I'll be on the computer and I'll be deleting all these spammers. Anyway, guys, talk to you soon. Peace.